Over the last 7 years, the Hotter Than July Festival has established itself as one of Dublin's leading cultural events. It aims to celebrate the diversity of Ireland's population and cultural output. Come as no surprise that this year's festival is moving online, presented by Dublin City Council and the Improvised Music Company. This year's Hotter Than July Festival includes online offerings which will have musical performances from artists from a range of countries, from Iran to Indonesia, from Turkey to the Congo. But these artists now based in Ireland for the most part. Amongst those bringing online performances are a duo comprising Congolese guitarist Newell Tsumbo and Irish percussionist Eamon Cagney, both of whom join me on the line right now. How did you and Newell first cross paths, Eamon?
This was going back about 15 years ago or even more, 2003. We both were living in Cork and I had kind of had the feelers out for someone who played music with the sort of rhythms that I was really into and had been studying and performing for a while. And there had been no one around and I'd had a conversation with a friend and I was saying, well, you know, I really need to find someone to do this kind of rhythm music with. And I think within a month, Newell just kind of showed up at this dance class with his headband and his electric guitar.
Did you know what you were letting yourself in for at that point in time, Newell?
No, I did not.
And when you got there with your guitar, how surprised were you by the rhythms that Eamon was giving you? Because they don't particularly sound Irish to my ear, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, I think the dance class was I was playing, and Eamon I think was taking the class because it was my friend who was doing the dance class. So we didn't actually play on that day, but then we you know then I had a band at the time. We invited Eamon to come play with us. Then after the band, then we decided to play together as a duo.
Fairly quickly.
That's when we started exploring. Yeah. Exploring this kind of rhythms.
Yeah, because the rhythm certainly that I'm hearing in the tracks that one of the tracks that I'm going to play this evening, Eamon, I couldn't describe it as an Irish rhythm. Were you looking at a diverse range and of rhythmic styles anyway?
Yeah. It's just what's sort of natural to play. But I did spend a lot of time with West African drum teachers and that would be just very natural for me to play that way. So, yeah, without sort of applying too much I suppose too much analysis to it. It was back then and even now, there's kind of the most natural rhythms that come to me to play. And yeah. So we were a good fit. I had been in Ghana for the summer in that year. And then, yeah, those rhythms are they're kind of not too far away from what a lot of the rhythms are played in Congo as well.
Yeah. Newell, then maybe you could tell me. I think you could first of all pronounce the word for me: Molopwe.
Oh, that's Molopwe. That's the song. Yes, it's just a name. It's a song that I wrote for a friend who kind of wasting his life for drinks. So he lost his wife, his kids, and he was just there. So I wrote it for a friend, really, to just get his life straight.
So and the word itself, is that his name or is it a word with a specific meaning?
That's his name, Molopwe. Well, it's not his name. I do that a lot. I just use that name because it fitted the melody I was singing.
Fitted the melody.
Do that a lot, actually, with my songs. I'll just take a name and put it on if it works with the melody.
Right. Well, let's have a listen to a little bit of Molopwe. Mosya kimayo akidana bana. Molopwe, kwiti, elingiote, ti kamasamba. Molopwe, kwiti. And there we have Noel Tumbo and Eamon Cagney with that Molopue song that Noel wrote for his friend. Did he take your advice? You're advising me within that song, I presume, within the lyrics. You're advising him to pull himself together. Is that what you're saying, Noel?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Well, I don't think I ever told him because the lyrics are, I don't think he'll be happy.
You didn't but tell him it was about him.
No, I don't think he'll be happy. It's just his life just inspired me to write the song.
Oh, dear. I hope he's not finding out for the first time this evening. In terms of the vocals, the particular vocal style that you're losing there, or using rather, Noel, it really struck me when it goes into that high section, just as in the middle, when it, just before I faded there. Is that a particular style of singing, or where does that come from?
Yes, it's. This is actually a good question, because what happens is I'm from the West, you know. My tribe is, you know, the Yombe is from the West. I rarely use that type of singing, but that's the singing from my tribe. That's really how people of my tribe would sing, with that tonality. But I rarely really use that. I usually sing in the tonality of people of the North of Congo for some reason. But in the last kind of couple of years, I think I'm coming back more into the tribe I grew up with.
All right, yeah, and it's certainly, particularly that high kind of, it's almost like a plea, it sounds like, to my ear. It's very, very effective. What about the instruments that you're playing there, Eamon? Where are those rhythms and what are the instruments where are the rhythms coming from and what are the instruments you're using to get them?
Yeah, so I'm following the rhythm pattern of the guitar, which is one Noel brought to me. Which is from a rainforest pygmy style of playing. So that's the guitar rhythm. So I built my pattern up off of that. And then the instrument is called the udu drum. So it's like a clay pot with or a vase almost, but made of clay. And so it's, the top is open, but then it also has a hole on the body, and you play that with your hand. You play that hole on the body, and it creates this kind of woo kind of low sweeping sound, and you can adjust that. And then you play the body of the actual clay pot as well. So you have this big contrast of very, very low frequencies and then mid and high frequencies as well.
Yeah. I can't wait for all this social distancing to end, for the two of you to sit in front of me and for me to see those instruments and for you to demonstrate the instruments for me. I'd really enjoy that. Now,
the gig
that you're performing tomorrow, it's tomorrow night, isn't it, as part of the Hotter Than July Festival. I think you've already recorded that one. It's been sent out online tomorrow night. Have you done it already in the Camden Studios?
Yeah,
yes,
that's
we
right.
have. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead, Noel.
Go on. Sorry. Yes, we recorded, I think, last week already. So it's going to be... Yeah, I think, was it last week? Yes, last week.
Yeah, it's hard to remember the time frames these days, isn't
it?
And then
I've totally forgot.
Yeah, and you're performing again then on Sunday of the following week. I don't know whether that one is already done, or you'll be doing that next week at some point, Eamon, will you?
What?
Yeah, that one is... We went into Camden Studios, beautiful recording studios, with the Improvised Music Company. And we did two songs that day, and it was really a very... very quick. We had 90 minutes to do the two pieces, and it was brilliant. We really enjoyed it, and Laura Sheehan did the video, Aoife from the Improvised Music Company was there, Connor Brady was recording engineering it, and it was a really positive,
good,
happy experience among people.
Right, yeah, to be around people
for the
again.
First time.
Well, look, let's look forward. It's better to be getting it online than not to be getting it at all.
Yeah,
so
that's
the main point. That's Eamon Cagney there and Congolese guitarist Noel Tumbo, both of them performing in that recorded session from Dublin's Camden Studios. You can see that tomorrow, July the 18th at 7 p.m. Is that right? It's tomorrow, July the 18th. And they will also perform the following Sunday, July the 26th. You can get full details on the website, which is hotterthanjuly.ie.